Listening Library presents Glitter by April Lynn Pike. Read for you by Phoebe Stroll. Prologue. I rush through the catacombs, my face shrouded beneath the brim of a cap, skimming by the empty eyes of ancient skulls. I'm fast and sleek in my borrowed jeans, but feel scantily clad without the heavy silk and brocade skirts to which I'm accustomed. I retained my corset, not out of an affinity for this particular one, but because my innards feel like jelly without stays, and tonight I have need of a strong spine. I pause in the halo of a light to look at the half-crumpled bit of paper Lord Aaron passed me this afternoon. Once more I scan the hastily scrawled words and peer at the landmarks around me. As far as I can tell, I'm in the right place. Just one more thing to do. With a dull thud, my bag hits the dusty ground, and I take three brisk steps forward. I shiver, from the chill, from nerves, from exhaustion, and stand with my legs slightly apart, arms raised. Almost immediately, though I'd have sworn I was alone, there are hands searching my body, and I close my eyes against the humiliation. They pat my arms, my legs, my inner thighs, the hollow between my breasts. Mercifully, the ordeal is brief. But a set of hands stops at the boning of my stays.
What have we here?
My brain can't wrap around the man's words until I realize they're French. All the lords and ladies of our court study the language, speak it with passable fluency at least weekly, but this raw, native accent is something else entirely. Of course it is. I've fled from a court that's practically enough.